Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce. May I please start out by getting your email address, please, to assist you?
No, I'd like to ask the question first.
Sure.
What is your company?
This is a third-party call center that you're connected with. We do act as customer service for multiple companies, but we are a private facility. We're not government affiliated. So how can I assist you?
I have charges on my MasterCard, and I'm wondering what the hell they are.
What is your first and last name, please, to assist you?
Richard Jean with a J.
Richard, what was that last name?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Thank you for that, Mr. Richard. And do you happen to have an email address that I can verify? Would it be rjean1962@gmail.com?
No.
All righty. Well, I do have another one. Would it be general196@aol.com?
Yes.
Thank you for that information, sir. And I did locate the account for propertyrecord.com, sir, where I do see you did pay $1, and that dollar was a deposit, and I do see you were recently billed $9.94. That's a discount price for our $23.95 volume discount baggage, which allows you to pull up to 25 report credits per month. But if you want, sir, I can counsel you. That cancellation on that does take effect immediately. Would you like for me to do that?
Yes, that is not something I signed up for.
All righty, the cancellation on that account did take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay.
That cancellation would be 4970673. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Am I going to get refunded?
Yes, sir. I can submit the refund of that $9.94 that you were recently billed. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days to post back to your account.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
What was your name again?
My name is Joyce, sir.
Joyce?
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you, Joyce.
All righty. And I do thank you for calling customer support, sir. Please have a very good afternoon.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, gentlemen.